Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
The 10 o'clock hour.
Begins now.
Tosh, do you feel like we've solved the Jesse Nelson riddle of roasts, or should we just give up on it entirely?
Yeah, no, I think what happened, Jesse is so sensitive to swearing because of what Greg Gard said on air, and he doesn't want to get in trouble, that has now, as being a producer of our show for 6 or 7 years and for other shows for even longer, he is now so sensitive to that has skewed his comedic mindset, and I get it. So I don't have any problem. That's why I make sure I don't swear. I blank things when we're doing that. And I think going back, if they can just insert blanks where there was cuss words at the Tom Brady roast, I think Jesse would love it. So yeah, that's what I've learned.
Jesse, would you say that's an accurate depiction of your position?
No.
I didn't think so. It's more than just the swearing for you.
Yes, that's one component of it. But look, it's been 4 days now. I think we realize I'm just not a roast guy.
Yeah, you're anti-roast. And you know what? You have every right to not worry about roast. We're good. I don't think there's going to be another roast for a while. So I think we're good. So, Jason, you came in hot.
Yeah, so I was using this as a transition because I feel like Christian Watson is getting roasted a lot.
Oh, good one.
See what I did there? Yeah.
creative, witty humor without being vulgar. It was pretty good.
Thanks. Well, that's me. Yeah, yeah. And wait till the roast of Jesse Nelson. But look, I understand that there is a frustration. I tweeted this out, and you know I'm big on Twitter these days. But I don't understand why people are so down on him. And it's not everybody, and I always tell you this, we can't paint fan bases with a broad brush. They are individual people, but it would seem that more people, and we can poll this if you'd like, it would seem to be more people are down on Christian Watson than are supportive of Christian Watson.
Really?
Maybe it's just the noise of social media, right? That people just are venting on social media, so it feels that way to me. But, like, if you aren't, I used the word this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, if you aren't tantalized by what he could be if they can get these hamstrings figured out, then, in the words of Winston Moss, I can't help you. Because he is a unicorn when it comes to the Packers wide receiver group. Agreed? There is nobody like him.
He's a difference maker. I think the question is, you saw a lot of guys emerge last year. You have put Dontavian Wicks at the top of the wide receiving core. You think he is your star.
Based on potential. Based on potential.
You have him as your star.
I do.
I would argue, yeah, he's a really good player. I think he obviously had a great rookie campaign. He's someone that I think you have a lot of trust moving forward, can be a good player for you. But is there anybody that has the speed and dynamicity on that group than Christian Watson?
No, nobody.
Isn't. And I keep going back to, has the injuries affected him? Obviously it has. It has not allowed him to be on the field, even when Rodgers was there. You know, he missed time, but I just keep coming back to what he was able to do in that 5 or 6 game stretch where he was in the same breath as a rookie as Randy Blanken Moss.
Yes.
Who, by the way, did a nice job on that roast. That's where you have to look at. And rookies and young players are judged on their potential and what their ceiling can look like. But now we're getting to the point where it's year 3. He needs to find a way to stay healthy, and I know he's doing everything in his power to do it. But if he can, I still think you have to have incredibly high hopes that he will be your number one guy. because he does things that your other group of wideouts can't do. He puts fear in people. He outruns safeties running at an angle on him in the NFL. Now, is he the most polished route runner? No. Is he going to be their best on third and five? Not at this point. But that's where you have those skills, and if you're willing to put it, you have to also remember Davante Adams. And I am not putting Christian Watson and Davante Adams in the same sentence, but their career arcs could look similar if he can stay healthy, because there were plenty of people, we just started doing this show, that thought Davante Adams should be cut after his second year when his ankle was bad.
In favor of Jeff Janis.
He was not as effective. So Christian Watson's speed is he's much faster than Davante. He over the top is much more, I think, much puts much more pressure on a defense. But if you can start mixing that in and he all of a sudden starts getting comfortable, and he will be your number one. But that's a big if. And this is a huge season for him to prove that, because you're either going to ascend with this receiving group or you're going to sink. There isn't going to be anybody that stays flat. This is not going to be – that's the beauty of the Gutenator's plan, is that the cream is going to rise to the top. And then there'll be the milk that drops that's going to be good. You put in cereal, but you ain't making butter. You're not going to make ice cream. It'll be a nice little, okay, you know what? We're hungry. It's dinner. Just throw him some cereal, put a little milk on there. He'll find a role, but you're not going to be in that upper echelon where the cream rises. That's what's going to happen here. And if Christian Watson can stay healthy, he's going to be in the cream group. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be down with the skim milk, if that makes any sense.
And it's his responsibility to do what it takes to stay healthy, right?
Well, it's not like he wasn't trying to do that before. It comes down to there is a luck component, and the fact he is, as you put it, two rookie camps ago. He is wiry. Hopefully, I have not seen him. Hopefully, he is a little bit thicker. Hopefully there are some things that they're doing, you know, whether it's this new strength and conditioning coach that's stretching out longer and all this other stuff. Yeah, that's great. But it's going to come down to how do you prepare and can you get out there for 17 weeks? Because if he can, he is going to be a difference maker. And if he is not, somebody else is going to rise up and take those reps. Mm-hmm. That's how I see this thing playing out.
All right. I want to continue this conversation because I just think that he is potentially so special at the same
Jason,
time. Potential gets you fired.
You were talking about polling. Do you think most Packer fans think that Christian Watson is going to be the guy moving forward, or his contract's going to run out and he's going to leave? That's kind of what we're looking at here, because it is getting to be that point. And remember, he's a second round pick. He is a 4-year contract. So he will more than likely be here throughout the next two seasons.
Correct.
But this season will, to me, be the indicator of we want to sign him and keep him, or we're going to probably Josh Myers and we'll let him play this contract out and go. That's how
goes. And what prompted this was, you know, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy's question this morning was, is it a make or break season for him? And I pointed out that had they traded originally, they wanted to get him at 32. The Vikings have the 32nd pick. That would have meant he was a first-round pick. And then we'd have been, after this season, trying to figure out, are they going to give him the fifth-year option? And if it continues at the way things have gone, no.
They would not.
You're not going to. But he's a second-round pick. It's 4 years. There is no option discussion a year from now in May to worry about. I get it. It's not that I don't understand fans' frustration. But have they reached the point, because Josh, he said it on the YouTube comments on their show this morning. It was all, he's a bust, he sucks. And I'm just not there yet with him. And I feel like a little preachy, but I don't think Packers fans should be there with him at this point either. I think that's premature. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That's the talk and text line. Again, I'm not saying that you're wrong to be frustrated with the amount of time he's missed. That's okay. Go right ahead and be frustrated. You're a fan. You have every right to be frustrated that he hasn't played more. By the way, I'm sure he's extremely frustrated that he hasn't played more. That's why he went down to Madison and went to the UW to be part of this study that the NFL helped pay for on hamstring injuries. They got to get it fixed. We all agree on that. But are you so down on him that you're done with him? And it feels like there's more people than there should be that feel that way. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. What you should be done with, Tausch, are cramped, old, musty showers and tubs and bathrooms. Be done with those and call Kohler Services.
Indeed, and I took a shower this morning. There was the shower where it's really frustrating, where you have to pull the little ring under the nozzle to get the shower to go. That's got to go. And our friends at Kohler Services, they are constantly looking to improve your bathroom. And if you need it or a shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services, family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, get $1,000 off, 0% interest for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
844-770-3776 is the talk and text line. Where are you at on Christian Watson? We'll talk about it more next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to your calls and texts in a minute. So, Tausch, I feel like you and I are on the same page here. We understand the frustration. You certainly want more from him, but no one should be ready to give up on him. Fair?
You definitely shouldn't give up on him. I mean, he's a young player from a small school that is trying to figure out how to prepare his body to withstand a long NFL season. And it doesn't always click right away. But the beautiful thing is you want to have some screenshots of what this player can do. We've seen that. And it's awesome. When he's been healthy and fully go, he has not been good. He has been, again, it's a small sample size. You'd say, oh, Tausch, you're being crazy. Yeah, because I'm not going to put him in that category. But when his rookie season, when he had his run, he flipped the season for the Green Bay Packers. He resurrected kind of where the team was by what he was able to do and bring to the offense. He has a special skill set, and that's why he was drafted as high as he was, because he has all this raw talent that has to be harnessed, but it has to be maintained in order to be harnessed. So I get it. The frustration is that he's not out there. But what you also can look at and say, it doesn't always click for everybody in their first and second year. There is a growth that can happen. And if you have the talent that he has, it's worth seeing through to see if you're going to get this thing to blossom into something similar to what a Davante Adams or someone else that has also had some of the same issues that Christian Watson is having. So I would not give up on him. I think you have a full year. And the beautiful part of this is, with this depth that you now have found, you don't need to play 70 snaps. If you need to limit it and go 40, but at some point you want him to get to the point where he is out there every snap because of what that does to a defense. Mm-hmm. That's the goal, but you don't need to do that right away. And especially early in a season, let guys figure it out and then let the roles kind of be dictated by how these guys are playing.
So the impetus of this, and I know they didn't stream the entirety of Jason Vrabel at the podium yesterday with us, was that someone tweeted out that Vrabel said that he hadn't changed the way he would train Christian Watson, and that if Christian Watson felt like he was fatigued, which is when you can cause hamstring injuries, he wanted him to be smart enough to say, hey, I shouldn't go today. As opposed to opening it up in practice and pulling it and not being able to play in games. And I that wasn't the full context of the discussion, because I don't want anybody thinking that they're just saying, well, it's just luck of the draw and we're going to keep training him the same way. It's the guy who coaches the wide receivers. I mean, I know he's the passing game coordinator now, and Ryan Mahaffey coaches the wide receiver, but together they're not going to change how they practice. And if he needs to not practice, fine. But they're doing other things to try and get him to stay healthier. So that was what started this discussion. And to your point, they do have the depth that he doesn't have to play all the time. You want him out there, though, because he's different than most wide receivers. And it is possible that they have found the solution and that he will be better equipped to handle this with more time in an NFL weight room and more specialists that are working on this hamstring issue that he's had at the NFL level, and whether he's eating the right foods and hydrating enough and all those other things, right? You know this from younger teammates. You saw there were guys, and I'm not saying Christian Watson's one of them. I'm saying that there are guys that get to the NFL because they're super talented, and then they get there and they realize, holy crap, I got to like change my lifestyle a little bit. I can't be staying out till 2 a.m. Otherwise, I'm not going to last, right? And so they have to figure out all the different parts of being a pro beyond just being conscientious and wanting to be successful. And so to me, Christian Watson seems like a pretty damn conscientious guy. Now, if your concern, and I think this is a valid one to potentially have, if your concern is that maybe he's one of those guys that if I'm not 100%, I can't go, I don't think he's that guy, but I can understand why people would be concerned that he might be that guy. That's a different discussion.
Just wait, but you're not that guy?
I think that his hamstrings, because they don't know how they're going to respond, he is leery, and they are leery as a team.
So you are that guy?
No.
Well, no, I know that's nuance. You're saying that you do have to be concerned that he's not going to go if he's not 100%, because he's going to be concerned that something else will happen. Am I misreading what you're saying?
No, I think there are guys that the team thinks they can go and the player can't because he's not 100%. I think that both he and the team are afraid that if they put him out there when the hamstring is 80%, that he's going to blow it and he's going to be done for the year instead.
Mm.
That's the vibe I got from last season.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's always a concern when you have a fast twitch, great athlete, but there does get to be a point, especially, you know, as your career continues, that you have to figure out how to play at 85%.
I agree. You're not wrong.
The idea of being 100% is, that's just not going to be the case. It's not going to work that way.
Right, but is it different with a muscle, soft tissue issue that can then become a major problem as opposed to, say, one of you tough guys on the offensive line playing through an MCL tear?
A hamstring injury on the O-line is not a ham. Just like an ankle is not when you're out in space and you have to do things. You can do a lot more in playing O-line than you can out there. No question, and it's not a fair comp. But the bottom line is, at some point, you do have to figure out. Now, if it's at 50%, you just can't explode, you can't play. But if you can still go out and do things that you believe can help your football team, even though you know that you're not 100%, the days of playing at 100%, you're not going to be 100% all year. It's how do I get through when I'm not feeling as good? How do you get to that point? That's what I think Christian Watson, on top of trying to get his hamstring correct, he also has to figure out it's not always going to feel 1,000%, and you're not going to be able to. And the coaching staff, and now that 17 games early in the season, yeah, you'd be smart. But when you get to be end of the season, when you're playing for seeding and you're in playoffs, guys won't miss playoff games, obviously. But you're going to have to figure out that quotient or that formula of this, I know, I feel it, I can play, and this is not going to be something I want to play on, and making sure the training staff and everybody's on the same page. And I think that's probably what Vrabel was talking about yesterday.
Let's get to one call here, and then we'll try to get to some more coming up. 844-770-3776. Let's start with Dave in Grafton. Dave, thanks for holding on. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I kind of agree with your last comment. A lot of people were looking at that and saying, is he really that hurt? I mean, hurt, I guess hurt is hurt, but it's like, you know, he hasn't been around that long that he has the luxury to sit on the bench if he's got a little tweak. And I think some of the fans were kind of feeling that way. I mean, you look back at like Giannis playing like a hyperextended knee in the fifth game. When you saw that injury, I don't know. You got to put a little more heart into it, it seems like.
And that's my point, is that I think there are people that are questioning that about him. And you're basically admitting that that's part of the thing for fans, right?
Yeah. I think it very much is, and exactly. The other thing you guys were talking about before with the national media drives me crazy listening to some of those guys. The other night when after Bucks game 5, when they had such a great effort and came back, all they wanted to talk about was New York and Philadelphia, you know. They get so tired about hearing about LeBron and Kyrie Irving and James Harden, all these old guys and these big markets, you know. It just gets tiring.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate you. Yeah, again, I agree that is frustrating for fans. I don't get the sense that Christian Watson is a malingerer, that he could play and he's not. Now, whether or not there is a team-wide training staff, medical staff, player, coach concern that if it's on the border and they let him play and he opens it up, that he's going to really damage it and then be done for the year. I think that was the MO for them last year. That's what I think. And the problem is that for a player, that makes it look like you're not willing to play hurt. Mm. When I don't think that was the case with him. But again, you're right, Tausch. You get to a point where it's, you know what? I don't want to use any profane language and throw Jesse off like it's a roast or something. But at some point, it is hard not to think it's time to blank or get off the pot. I get it. 844-770-3776. We'll get to more of your thoughts. We'll get to a few texts. Tausch, again, you're not doing prize picks till you get back into the great state of Wisconsin. But when you do, I'll be curious to know what the projections will be for Christian Watson sometime this season.
Yeah, that'll be fun. You can look ahead with some of the projections for football. You also have hockey playoffs. You have basketball playoffs. You got golf. I think tennis. I think the old big French Open is coming up. We got all that. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. Over 3 million active members, and it is simple to play. 2 to 6 player stat projections. You go more or less on those projections. It takes 60 seconds or less to do it. It's simple. So simple I can do it. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions, special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Download the app today. Use that code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We'll get to your text next. This is Wildy and Tausch.